honestly looking forward to the opportunity to go to Daytona and have another shot at winning the 500. I mean, it's the biggest race of our sport. It's just kind of a crazy race, and you never know what can happen, but man, it'd be sure good to win it.
Hey, Smart Trex Jr., and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line one of the biggest stars and top drivers in racing today. 31 wins, 5 appearances in the Championship Four and NASCAR Cup Series champion. He's the driver of the 19 Bass Pro Shops Toyota Camry for Joe Gibbs Racing, the one and only Martin Truex Jr. Martin, welcome back to WGN.
Thank you. Good to be on.
So think about this, and especially after last year, setting a tone, positivity and all that. I know that it isn't a points race, but how important was it just, I think, for general psyche for the season to get off and set that tone in a positive way with a win?
Yeah, it's definitely good. I mean, obviously, you know, all these races are hard to win. You did a lot of good stuff, and we're fired up about it. So, you know, winless last year, that hurts. And, you know, we wanted to come out swinging, and we did that. So now getting ready to go to Daytona and try to do it again.
So when it comes to an event like the Clash, you know, which is so important for NASCAR, as you bring in lots of fans, the majority of fans at the events, and of course, eyeballs on there are new to the sport. Talk a little bit about that, because obviously racing on the track, it's different. It's different for everybody. Is it a distraction with all that sort of showtime and entertainment value built into the race?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, every race of ours has kind of got a lot of eyeballs on it, and you know, there's pressure to win everywhere. And you know, I think for us, the thing is, once we all get in the car, we put our helmets on, it's like you flip a switch and you don't even know anybody's there or watching. You're just kind of in your own element. So definitely a fun event, you know, very cool venue, and you know, a very, very cool place to win. It was just a lot of fun, the whole deal.
Was it the kind of thing last year, all totally, completely new? Did you take a lot of, you know, on the crew chief side and the team side, and even you as a driver, did you take some mental notes and other notes that you used this year from last year's experience?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, I think looking back to last year, you know, at the Clash, we barely made the race. We ran awful, and, you know, the car didn't drive well, and you know, we kind of, when we went there, it was a brand new car. We really didn't have any idea what we were doing. And, you know, to be able to go out there this year, have a game plan, and have a car that was just so good off the truck and really good all throughout the weekend, you know, just shows kind of what a year can bring and what a year can do for us experience wise. So we learned a ton last year. A lot of it was what not to do, unfortunately. But anytime you're learning, you're moving forward. And, you know, certainly last year was a big learning year for us.
Yeah, it was an exciting race, I know, for the fans, too, and for the team, just on the positivity side. And in the garage, you know, with Joe, you know, losing JD a couple years ago and Coy this last year, I mean, I know it's not a points race and everything, but just kind of generally lifting spirits to have good things happen and positivity. Do you guys feel that it makes a difference?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, going out there, we, as a company, struggled last year, and as a company this year, we all ran really strong. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's definitely positive. You know, it's kind of a sign of things to come, I feel like, with all our teams and, you know, understanding the car better, really having an off season to kind of drill into, you know, what we did good last year, what we didn't do good, and get to work on it. And, you know, I think for my guys, James and my whole team, we've really worked hard this off season to try to be prepared. And that was, you know, definitely a good confidence booster to go there and know that, you know, the hard work paid off and, you know, the things that we've been working on, paid off for us. And hopefully that'll continue to be the case.
It's like the longest season in professional sports. And once that off season is over, it's short. You get out there and try to enjoy things. It is like, you know, from now until forever, but to start off on that great note with the win and then get into Daytona, you have won basically everything else. You have that crown jewel yet to win, but I think you're in a situation to make a strong case for it. But as a person, right, you know, it's the rumors and the contemplation of possible retirement, ending a career, a great career that any driver would love to have. But your thoughts on whether Daytona is at like a huge missing place in the trophy case, or are you satisfied?
I don't know that you're ever satisfied. As long as you're racing, you want to win everything, right? So I mean, you know, not having that super speedway win is definitely something I've been working hard on and, you know, trying to do everything I can, and it just hasn't worked out yet. We've been close a bunch of times, but, you know, just honestly looking forward to the opportunity to go to Daytona and have another shot at winning the 500. I mean, it's the biggest race of our sport, and it's always just fun to get there and try to figure out all the pieces to the puzzle and put it all together. So I'm looking forward to having another opportunity. And, you know, last year we had a really strong race going, and, you know, had an issue on pit road, had to go to the rear after leaving most of the race and got caught up in an accident. So, it's just kind of a crazy race, and you never know what can happen, but man, it'd be sure good to win it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so you're on a streak now, and this is, I don't know if you're a superstitious guy or you're like into numbers or anything like that, but it's the 19th Daytona 500 for Martin Truex Jr. You're the 19 car. I mean, do you put any kind of stock into any of that stuff? This is like, hey, this is, or the way that the season has started, maybe this is the Daytona of destiny.
Well, I mean, I hope so. I honestly didn't even know those things. So that is great news to me. And it's funny how in this sport, sometimes numbers and crazy things like that will line up. And, you know, one of my favorite drivers growing up, Dale Earnhardt, I mean, he won everything at Daytona for years and years and years. And, you know, it took him tries to win the 500. So it's a tough race to win. You know, hopefully the numbers will work out in our favor this year. We'll have a little bit of luck on our side and be able to get it done.
You could have talented drivers that deserve to win, right? Have been there, have been close, and they don't get there, or it takes them their entire career to get there. But then you have rookies that will win, or people that'll come out of nowhere. It's that kind of race. You mentioned it, Martin, you know, the crash at the end and the whole thing sort of changes. What are your thoughts on the 500? It does sort of attract, you know, where you've got Travis Pastrana racing in it. You've got Connor Daly. You've got, like, you know, IndyCar guys. You've got, and sometimes you'll have rookies that win it. Just your thoughts on sort of these out of the blue people getting in on the Great American Race.
Yeah, I mean, it's so prestigious. You know, everybody wants to win it, and everybody wants to have a chance to win it. So, you know, we've seen in the past that, you know, a lot of things need to go your way. There's not really one secret recipe to get this thing done. It's, you know, like you said, we've seen, you know, new guys and rookies, and we've seen guys that the only race they've ever won is the Daytona 500 in their careers. And it's crazy kind of how it works out. But, you know, we'll try to put ourselves in position, and hopefully, you know, Lady Luck will be on our side, and we can get to the end of that thing and put on a show and be at the front.
It's so many people pulling for you. I know certainly here in Chicago for sure. And just a quick thought on that, you know, on the road course side of it, this is the first in Chicago coming up. I know people are excited to see you on the streets here, and it is going to be one of those big races, going to get a lot of attention here. You've been a great road course driver. Just your thoughts on that. NASCAR never having done a street course race before, the Cup Series doing that here. And do you feel like your experience on road courses is the same, or is it different when it's just the city streets?
Well, I think it's going to be different than anything we've ever done, no question. But obviously, I think everybody is excited about the opportunity and, you know, doing something new. We've done a lot of new things the last couple of years. If you look at some of the tracks we went to and you know, racing in the rain and just all these different things that we haven't done before. So, it seems like every time we do something new, it's a big hit. And, you know, certainly going to Chicago, we'll be introduced to probably a lot of new fans and,
for sure,
and a lot of fans that, probably used to go to Chicagoland as well, that getting a race back up there. So it's good to get to that area of the country and, you know, looking forward to it. Hopefully it's a lot of fun. It should be.
Yeah. Oh, plenty of people are excited about it. It's going to be a huge event. I think people come from all over, not only the Chicago area, certainly Chicagoland fans for sure, but people will travel. It's a whole different thing that's going to be happening. And last thing we mentioned on a streak, you don't want to mess anything up. I don't know if are you a superstitious person at all? Do you have, like, if you win a race, that next one, do you do anything like don't change your socks or eat the same foods? I mean, do you have any sort of superstitions or traditions that you have to sort of keep streaks going?
No, I don't. I was going through a string of bad luck years and years ago, and I tried all kinds of different things and nothing worked. So I pretty much just gave up on that.
Okay. That's good to know. That's probably the healthiest thing that you can do mentally, Martin, is just don't do that, right? You don't want to get caught up in all that crazy superstition. Well, there's a lot of people that'll be pulling for you. And of course, we're excited. We'll see you out there as well as you get into the Great American Race, Daytona, all of that, that leads to really what is going to be the biggest season for NASCAR coming up, the 75th historic season. And you'll be front and center and right up near the top of the standings for that as well. So Martin, we'll let you get back to it. Thanks so much for everything you're doing. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.